Bank of Cardiff, this is Jill.
Yes, say I would just received a mailing from you, and I just wanted to get a little information on it.
Okay, perfect. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure, it's 2311-3601-0004-9038.
Perfect. All right, and I have U.S. Gymnastics.
Correct.
Okay, and is this Clay?
It is.
Okay, perfect. And just in case I get disconnected from you, is this phone number a good number to reach you back at?
It is.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm just going to enter it here. Perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Is your billing address 4540 Commerce Street, Eugene?
That's correct.
Okay. And then your email is, I have here, clay.skurdal@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Nice. And how long have you guys been in business for?
10 years, I think, roughly around there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, looks like you actually called us actually about a year ago. Exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of different programs here. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Sure. I've got a couple notes out there right now that I'd just like to consolidate and pay off.
Okay.
You know, and I can. One of them is secured by equipment right now.
Okay.
And then the other one's really not a note, but I've got some funds that I've been paying to the IRS from a number of years back, and I'd just like to make a lump sum payment to them, get them off my back, and then move forward. So,
For sure. So
those are the two items that I was looking at.
Okay. Do they continuously bother you, like the tax liens?
Well, see, I came to an agreement with them, so I don't. They haven't put a lien on anything.
Oh, okay, okay. So you have like a payment plan, but it's not a lien.
Right.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, and how much for the equipment? How much do you have left over on it?
It's about right at about $100,000. Might be like $98,000, but let's just call it $100,000.
Okay, and this is one piece of equipment or a few?
No, it's multiple.
Okay. So, and then they're all like the same contract, and you purchase everything on that same loan contract.
That's right.
Okay. And how much are you paying per month on that?
$1,500.
Okay. And I don't know if you remember this on top of your head, but do you know how much was the original loan amount, and how much was the interest, and how long the term was for?
I want to say that it was a 10-year note. If I remember right, it started off at like $250,000, and the interest on it right now, I've gotten them to reduce it. I think it's around 7%.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's a long term, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know how many more years you have on it?
I'd have to look. I don't recall off the top of my head.
Okay, no problem. When you do send in your the documents for our application, if you have that on hand, that'd be great, just to make sure that our loan was going to, you know, be able to make sense for you. If you're looking to consolidate, you know, it should be at or at least lower than what you're paying.
Right. Well, obviously.
So when you do send it in, just make sure to have that info for me. I'll list it on the email so that way you know, and you don't have to remember right now. Okay, and then for the tax lien, do you know, or not the tax lien, the tax payment, how much you're looking to bring on for that?
Well, it would. I'd love to get, you know, 50 and then just pay it off. So it's a little around 50.
Around 50? Okay. Okay, so you're looking at about 150 is what you're requesting.
Right.
Okay. All right. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I think it was like 380,000.
380, okay. And then how about this year?
About the same.
About the same? Okay.
You know, in fact, I've got to tell you what, I got a guy calling me right now that I've been trying to catch all day, so I'm going to have to ring you back or I'll put the reservation in a little later. I hate to do this, but this guy is hard to get, so.
Okay, can you write down my direct line?